So let's receive what God has to say to us as the body of Christ as we welcome our brother in the Lord, Pastor Emmanuel Fiagbaji.
Bless you, brother. Love you.
Is good and all the time. Oh, come on! I said God is good and all the time. Then put your hand together for Jesus. You can do it better. Hallelujah. Amen. Bishop Eric, you have a vibrant church. Hallelujah. I've been to many places and I've seen pastors who will do it this way. The pastor, the church, and the family. Ever since I've known you, you did it the right way. God, you, your family, and the church. And your first church is your wife and children. Since you're able to manage them well, you can manage the church of God. Put your hand together for such a great man of God. Hallelujah. One, I appreciate all the elders of the church who are all working together hand in hand with the bishop of the church to see the dream of God to be fulfilled. God bless you. God bless you. Will you put your hand together for all those elders? Thank you. You are a blessing and not a burden. May the peace of God be your portion. In Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to the word of God. Will you? Okay, let's go to Genesis. Genesis 37. Reading verse number 31 to 35. Genesis 37. Reading verse 31 to 35. Let's hear the word of God. Then Joseph's brothers killed a goat and dipped the robe in its blood. They took the beautiful robe to their father and asked him to identify it. We found this in the field, they told him. It is Joseph's robe, isn't it? Their father recognized it at once. Yes, he said. It is my son's robe. A wild animal has attacked and eaten him. Surely, Joseph has been torn into pieces. Then Jacob tore his cloth and put on sackcloth. He mourned him deeply for his son for many days. His family all would try to comfort him, but it was no use. I would die in the morning for my son, he will say. And then begin to weep. Thank you, Lord. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. Oh, Lord, the ground is sinking sand. Oh, Lord, the ground is sinking sand. My hope is built on want nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest friend, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. 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 Let's sing together. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Sometimes in love, when your faith is under fire, it's difficult to understand. The story we read is about Jacob, a man who had a dream for his sons, especially for Joseph. A son he gave birth to in his old age. He saw the destiny of this boy, and know in his spirit that this boy will become great in life. In fact, all the 12 sons of Jacob, there was a prophetic word concerning them. He looked at Judah. He looked at him and said, "You, out of you shall come the king. You will produce the king." He looked at one of the sons called Asher. He said, "Hey, Asher, I dip your foot in oil. I bathe your foot in oil." Each of the sons, at the end, or getting to the end of the life of Jacob, he spoke a word for their life. But nevertheless, the dream of Jacob was Joseph. Tell somebody, what is your dream? Ask your neighbor, what is your dream? Hallelujah. The dream of Jacob was Joseph. Joseph becoming great in life. Joseph becoming a governor. Joseph becoming a great man who will lead others. Joseph will become a great man in life. He saw the destiny of the boy, and he went to the market square and asked one of the seamstress or the tailors in town, "Did you see that boy of mine? I love him so much. Take this money and get some coat of many colors for him. The future I saw for him is so great. He's a man with multi-talent. He's a man with blessings of different colors, blessings of different kinds, gift of multiple giftings. The grace of God is so on him. And I don't know, I, Jacob, don't know how to describe the destiny of this boy, because he will operate in different fields. In government, he will be there. In business, he will be there. In every area of life, Joseph will be found in those fields. He will be the representative of Jesus in the Old Testament too. He will feed many. And that's my dream. So, madam, get this cloth. Get this fabric. And sew for him a coat of many colors. A coat of many colors. And one morning, when the woman was done with the coat of many colors, call all the children. Say, oh, gather all sons and Jacob, sons of Israel and sons of Jacob, gather. Let me tell you something. Did you see this boy of mine? The sons of mine. My son, evident life. You see my son, evident life? I have something good for him. And what I have for evident life is the coat of many colors. Let me wear it for him. And he wore a coat of many colors for that boy. First time in the Bible, there had not been any example. It was because of the dream he had. He did not know how to communicate to the son. He said, son, I don't know how to explain, but I saw your destiny. Beautiful. And this is the only way I can symbolize it. Have this. Immediately. Enviness, jealousy, what you can think about, step in. And one morning, the father asked the boy Joseph, take food to your elder brothers in town, in the countryside. In the wilderness, send them food and check on them how they are doing. No telephone. No email. Oh my God. And the boy, with all the pure heart, love for his brothers, ran down there to see how they were doing. When they arrived, when the boy arrived, you know the story. They threw him into the well, brought him out again, sold him, and said, let's see what the dream of Joseph will become like. They took off the coat of many colors and killed not a ram, they killed a goat. Note of that, it was not a sheep they killed. It was a goat they killed. Having killed the goat, don't worry, you follow me, you understand something soon. Having killed the goat, they used the blood of the goat and dipped the coat of many colors into it. You can't kill the dream. Tell your neighbor, the dreams cannot be killed. I'm talking to evident life. Come on, tell me, dreams, say with me, dreams cannot be killed. And they dip the coat into the blood, then carry it and say, Papa, isn't this? Wow. I wish I removed it. Papa, isn't this your? Isn't this Joseph coat? Papa. Watch. We were coming and we found this coat on the ground, torn. Papa, just identify it. Could it be Joseph's coat? He said, yes, my son. It's my son's coat. What happened? I saw blood. What caused it? Some wild animal. Devour him. Kill him. Tore him into pieces. So we saw the coat on the ground. And we brought it for you to identify. Say, yes, this is my son's coat. The old man wept. This! And the sons tried to comfort him. Could that be a true comfort? They did all they could do. He mourned for this. He mourned for this. He mourned for this. He cried and mourned every day for almost 20 years of the life of this old man. He lost the contact of his son. He was made to believe that his dream was there. But behind the scene, God is working. Jacob was thinking that the dream he had for his son, this is the way, God is going to do it to be fulfilled. But he has no idea. God's ways are not our ways. Oh, come on. Am I talking to somebody? He wanted this way. But God said, no, you got to go through the rough road first. You got to go through the wilderness first before you go to the promised land. The ways of God are never the ways of man. You may choose the way you want it. You may choose the way you want your dream to be fulfilled. But God has a different way of doing it. Hallelujah. And I'm here to announce to somebody, no matter what happened, the dreams shall be fulfilled. And I'm here to announce to somebody, your dreams are not dead. Oh, come on. Come on, I say your dreams are not dead. The same way, as I'm talking here this morning, in the same way, there are some of you whose dream have not been fulfilled. You should detach yourself from the dream. You see your dream from afar, and you are wondering, when will my dream be fulfilled? When will my desire come into being? When will this happen to me? The breakthrough I'm looking for, the blessings I'm looking for, my dream, when will they be fulfilled? Your dream as an individual. Your dream as a family. Your dream as a church. Your dream as a community. The very dream you had, suddenly you heard on the news, oh, Joseph is dead. Oh, your expectation was dashed to the wall. And all you see is death. All you see is trouble. All you see is burdens of life. And the heat is turning hotter. The heat is becoming hotter. And you don't know what to do. But I'm here to start somebody. God sent me on your way to announce to you, your dreams are not dead. Hey! Your dreams are not dead. It is alive. Look at your neighbor and say, your dreams are not dead. Oh, you are not talking, sister. Come on, declare it. Tell your neighbor, your dreams are not dead. Hallelujah. Are you with me, somebody? Come on, talk to somebody you have not spoken to this morning. Somebody you have not talked to this morning. Leave your wife aside and husband aside. Talk to somebody else and say, your dreams are not dead. Come on. Your dreams are not dead. Your dreams are not dead. Hallelujah. Say with me, my dreams are not dead. It's still alive. Hallelujah. My dreams are not dead. It's still alive. Alive. It is still alive. Hallelujah. I say your dreams are not dead. It is still alive. When someone tries to kill it or silence it, your dreams are not dead. It is alive. Even when someone tried to kill it or silence it, look at what the elder brothers did. They want to kill the dream. They said, let's sell the boy out and let's see what his dream will become. Let's sell him out. Let's maltreat him. Let's treat him badly. Let's uncover him. And let us see how his dream will become. It will become something. Hello? This man, they tried to kill the dream. But the dream could not be killed. He was thrown into the well, a very deep well. But he refused to die. Hmm. They want to silence his dream, but he refused to be silent. Dreams cannot remain silent. They will speak. Your dream will speak. Oh, are you here? I say your dream will speak. Your dream will speak for you. Can I hear me from somebody?
Amen.
Your dream will speak. Those dreams you have, those things that God spoke to you about, they will speak for you. Divine delay is not divine denial. Hallelujah. Oh, I say hallelujah. Oh, I say hallelujah. John the Apostle spoke to the children of the church. He said, you are of God, little children. John 4:4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome the world. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I said, the one that is inside you is greater than he that is in the world. Therefore, your dreams cannot be killed. It's alive. Your dream as an individual of what you want to become is not dead. Your dream as a family, the family dream, is not dead. Hallelujah. Even if men, wicked men, bad men, horrible stinking men, demons and principalities make opposition against you, it's not dead. I say it's not dead. Wave your hand and say it's alive. Oh, come on, say with me, it's alive. Hallelujah. It's alive. It's alive. It's not dead. I say it's alive. Hallelujah. Your dream is alive. Oh, hallelujah. Your dream is not dead. It is alive. Even when someone tried to hurt you. Amen? It's alive. Even if you have done something to hurt it or delay your dream. Did you hear that? Your dreams are alive. Even if you yourself, you did something to hurt your dream. To hurt it. It's still alive. Sometimes God plans for, not sometimes, God does plan for us. Sometimes we disobey God. Our life, sometimes we don't want it, we don't want it the way God wants it. So we pull away from God. It's not dead. It's alive. Hallelujah. I said, God is not dead. Oh, you are not here. I said, God is not dead. Therefore, your dreams are alive. In the name of Jesus. It's never dead. Even if we choose to be unfaithful. Can I say that again? Even if we choose to be unfaithful. Timothy reported, Paul told Timothy, even if we choose to be unfaithful, he, come on, shout it, he, say with me, if I say he's faithful, he's faithful,
he's faithful.
He, hallelujah, God is faithful to do what he said he will do for you. He is faithful. It's on-time God. On-time God. It's always on time. What you call delay to God is never delay. what you will be impatient for to God is his time of, is his way of doing things. I say your dream is not there. It's alive. Tell somebody it's alive. Tell somebody it's alive. Tell somebody it's alive. In the name of Jesus. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. Someone said that. I think it's a proverb or an expression in Texas that says, you keep on spilling the milk. Don't worry. Thank God it's spilling. So long as the cow is not dead, you can go back again. Oh, hallelujah. Did you get that? Did that make sense? Hallelujah. So long as a cow is not there, go back again. Oh, my enemies, do not rejoice over me when I fall. When I fall, I'll rise again. When I'm in darkness, the Lord will be my light. The Lord will be my light in the midst of my darkness. I will shine. I will shine. I will shine. For the Bible said, the righteous man falls seven times. Seven times. But he rise again. But you rise again in the name of Jesus. I see an army rising here in the name of Jesus. Your dreams are not dead. They are alive. Jacob was made to believe all his life that his dream was dead. For 20 good years, he lived mourning, carrying burdens he shouldn't have carried, walking in sorrow that he shouldn't have walked in. Are you like that here tonight? Do you experience some of those things in life? My announcement to you this morning. Come on. I thought it's morning. Tonight. Hallelujah. Is God is with you. Hallelujah. Therefore, your dreams are not dead. I say your dreams are not dead. Somebody listen to me. Your dreams are alive. It's never dead. Even when someone, or even when you are in a time of famine, you know what is famine? Hunger. Famine. Famine. Jacob was in the midst of famine. There was famine in Canaan. The famine hit Canaan. And there was an abundant food in Egypt. So much food in Egypt. And the man was suffering starvation. He was starving. He was in the midst of that. It was in the midst of that starvation. God used that starvation to direct his path for his dream to be discovered. Are you here? Oh, come on. You didn't hear what I said. I said, God used the famine to refocus and direct Jacob to rediscover his dream. Did you hear? If you were to hear that, you would have said amen to that.
Yeah.
Ah, I know my church. Hallelujah. Are you there with me?
Yes.
Watch me. Sometimes in life, we go through some difficulties. Some hard times. Do you know sometimes God will use the troubles you go through to direct you to where you belong, where you can get your breakthrough? Jacob forgot completely. And he has done. He's done with mourning Jacob, mourning Joseph, mourning his dream. He's no more thinking about it. And God wants to use the famine. So now is the time I want to talk to my boy. My boy. Who could not hear what I say. And he directed his sons. Go to Egypt. And look for food. If not, we all die. And the 11 boys. First the 10 went down to Egypt. And they saw Joseph, the dream. And as soon as they saw Joseph, Joseph became a great man, the governor of the land of Egypt. And as soon as they saw Joseph, all of them bowed down their knees. And they greeted him. How many of them? 10. Joseph shook his head and pretended he doesn't know them. So it was 11 stars. I saw not 10. I saw 11 stars, not 10. So this one is just partial fulfillment. And he gave them food. They paid. He put the money on top. Your dream will bring you money. Are you there with me? Listen to me. The dream, Jacob's dream, is now in paradise, enjoying life, has the best of all. And Jacob began to sell food to his father several times. And the boys, the 10 brothers, could not know. They couldn't discern that this is the dream of their father. And this was the dream they fired, they sold out, and lied to their father, Joseph. Dreams will speak. Can I thank you for saying, Papa? Thank you. Thank you. You satisfy me. Thank you for saying. I said, dream will speak. Congratulations. I give you 90 plus now. I said, your dream will speak. Yeah. Your dreams will speak for you. Yeah. Your dreams will speak for you. In the name of Jesus, yeah, they will speak for you. And they keep. Joseph, the dream of his father, keep on sending food. From today, may God direct your life. Hallelujah. May God redirect your life. May you receive a divine direction for your breakthrough in life. In the name of Jesus, may God direct you. May the Lord God use you to direct the life of people as well. To discover their God-given vision and dreams in life. And they could not discern. The 10 boys could not discern their brother. He pretended not to speak Hebrew. He can speak Hebrew very well, but he made as though he couldn't speak. So he got an interpreter. What are they saying? Then they interpret. He knew what they are saying. He got everything. Finally, he imprisoned one of them. You know the story. And said, "If you have how many are you?" They said, "We are two of them. One is no more. You better say one is no more. You better say one is no more. You don't say one is dead. It's no more. You know what you have done. I don't know who have been lying on you. I don't know who have blackmailed you. Your time is coming. You will rise above the blackmail." Your time is coming. You will rise above the blackmail in the name of Jesus. And finally, they told him, "We are 12. And not only 12, one is no more. The other one is called Benjamin. He's at home because the father wouldn't like to release him. He's afraid. He's also, the father was also living in fear. The dreamer was living in fear. Let me see if you are living in fear here. I pray that the yoke of fear be broken out of your life in the name of Jesus, because the reality is coming on your way." Hallelujah. He locked one up and said, "Go and bring that one." Now, they were all now 12. And sorry, they are 12. 11 plus he himself. As soon as they arrived, he released the other brother from the prison and said, "Join your brothers. Be now 11. Now the number is up to. And they draw counted in French. 11. And then he came out. All the 11 brothers bowed down. 7 times they bowed down. They call him Master. 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 Can I tell you something? Continue to be in the spirit. Continue to walk in the spirit. For those who walk in the spirit will be above and not beneath. Oh, you didn't hear that? This is the church that moves in the spirit. This is the church that moves in the Holy Ghost. And I encourage you, and I encourage you to move in the spirit, walk in the spirit, live in the spirit, and you will be the head and not the tail. Finally, something happened. Joseph told them now, I am Joseph. Is my father alive? My father, is he still alive? And they said, yes, my daddy. Yes. Immediately they bow again. Listen to me. They bow down again. And they feel him. They were touching, hugging, giving him a hug, and they were all crying. They were crying 21 years. They were crying. We are sorry, Joseph. We are sorry, Joseph. We are sorry. We are sorry. We are sorry to take the 30 silver I have put in our pocket and eat. We ate it and it's gone. But you are still alive. We are sorry. Joseph, we are sorry. Joseph, we are sorry. Joseph, we are sorry. Joseph, we are sorry. Is my father still alive? Is he Oga? Ide. Papa is alive. Go home and report to my father. I am the governor in the land. Even though you took my coat away from me. I am the governor. The dream my father had came to pass. I have multiple giftings. God has given multiple ability, multiple talent. I rule over the whole Egypt. A breadwinner of the whole nation. Whatever I say is final in the land of Egypt. Go home and tell my father. Take the wagon. Take the wagon. Take the wagon. That is the best vehicle. Then, take it. Take all the food. Go home and tell my father, I am alive. Now listen to this. The Bible said in Genesis chapter 45. Read it. Can you read it for me, brother? 45. Genesis 45. I have 5 minutes to go. Don't leave anybody. All of you stay. I know you understand time very well. But this African boy wants to take a few minutes of your time. 45, verse number 25 to 28.
So they went up out of Egypt and came to the land of Canaan to their father Jacob.
To their father Jacob. Now they return to their father Jacob. Yes, sir.
And they told him, Joseph is still alive.
They said, Daddy, Joseph is alive. Your dream is not dead. It's alive. For many years, you thought he's dead. The same mouth that said he's dead. The same mouth is saying he's alive.
That's right.
I say your dreams are not dead. Bishop, your dreams are not dead. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. In the night, come on. I say in the name of Jesus,
yes.
Your dreams are not dead.
Yes.
It's alive.
Amen.
Bishop, keep reading.
And he is ruler over the land of Egypt.
He is alive. And he is the ruler of the land of Egypt. Your dream will rule from shore to shore. I see the church growing bigger, 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 bigger. Taking the city of Gilbert, going beyond, and making an impact.
Amen. Amen.
You didn't hear that? The dream of the church, oh my God, will live longer and make an impact. Are you here? I said your dream will make an impact in Gilbert. Your dream will make an impact in Mesa. Your dream will make an impact in Arizona. Your dream will make an impact beyond America. Beyond America.
Yes.
In Africa. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Dreams cannot be killed. Your dreams cannot be killed. Your dreams to become an exporter, to export and import, it cannot be killed. Your dreams to become the rich man in life cannot be killed. Your dream to become whatever you want to be cannot be killed. It's alive. Say with me, my dream is alive. Can I finish it, please?
And his heart became numb, for he did not believe them. But when they told him all the words of Joseph, yes, which he had said to them, and when he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to carry him,
what?
The spirit of their father Jacob revived.
When he saw what? Wagon. And the food inside. May God cause you to see some things. May God make you see some things. Or may God ask you, make you to hear some things and see some things. They brought the news to him. Not only did they bring the news, they brought evidence. Evidence. Is it evidence or evident?
Evidence.
They brought evidence. The wagon. May you go and carry the earth. People will bring evidence to you. They will bring evidence on your way. They will bring a proof to tell you, bro, your dreams are not dead. They are alive. Come on, shout and say, my dreams are not dead. They are alive. In the name of Jesus. They are not dead. Come on, hit your stomach and say, my dreams are not dead. Hey, my dreams are not dead. Come on, jump and say, my dreams are not there. Hallelujah. I was 13 when God spoke to me. 13 years when God spoke to me. I'm 41. I don't want to tell my church about that. Sometimes when I tell people, they belittle me. They don't respect. Some people don't respect when I call my age. You mean you are 41? I say yes. Then they don't want to respect me. But you must respect the anointing, not the age.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, are you there with me?
Yeah.
Josiah was 7 years when he became a king. Oh my God. When the Lord spoke to me, he revealed to me, I will travel nations. He said, I will travel nations. I will preach in stadiums and places where there will be black and white mixture of color. Oh my God. And God told me, I will bring transformation, radical transformation to many people's lives. When I told my friend, they said, you, useless boy, what do you mean? And I told my friends, they said, useless boy, what do you mean? Come on, you think you can carry the world on your head? You think the whole world belongs to you? You think the whole world belongs to you? I said, I don't think so. God spoke to me. I saw myself sitting in a plane, traveling all the world, and married to a beautiful wife. Of course, I told them. And they said, you, forget about that. Look at your background before you're talking. You are from a poor home. Where you are coming from is wretched. There's nothing to brag about. There's nothing to lean on and say, because my family background is good, so I know I can bounce out. No. That was nothing. I told them. Today when they see me, they shoot their head and say, Emmanuel, are you Emmanuel? Or you look like Emmanuel. I am the real Emmanuel. This is me, Emmanuel. Can I tell you something? It will not be long. They will call you a blessed person. Oh my God. Hallelujah. The church nobody wanted in town will become a church that people want to go. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Bishop, can you give me a few minutes? Hallelujah. I remember I went to my village to preach the gospel. And I've been in my village as a pastor for 20 years. In one place, 20 years. In the first to the 10th year, we have been thrown out. Fired out. We went through difficult moments. But I was convinced and persuaded of my dream. No matter the trouble that hit me, I said, God, you spoke to me. I am holding to your promises and your provision and your protection.
Thank you, Lord.
They threw us out. The leaders of the community wrote a letter and threw us out of our place of worship. No property. Nothing to talk about. It was difficult. Our roof was bush. But out of the bush, today, can I brag? We have one of the best, magnificent buildings in that village. the water the community drink, it is through the ministry of the church that we are connected to you people and we. The water the people drank in that village, 4,500 people drink in that village. This morning they drank, they bathed before they woke up. 6-7 years ago, Bishop was there when a man from Arizona called Mr. Jerry, gave us money to connect water in the whole village. Wow. Now, I was the guy they don't want in town. Now, suddenly, the story changed. Everybody became my friend. When I'm in town walking around, they said, Dr. Emmanuel Fiaboji, bless you. We love you. But way back, they don't love me. Are you there with me? Oh my God. I don't know who took your coat and threw away. I don't know who dipped your coat in blood. But I announce to you, God will restore you. God will restore you. He will restore you. He will restore you. I hear the sound of restoration. You dream to see your marriage beautiful. It's coming. You dream, your dream is to see your home beautiful. It's coming. You dreamt to see your business flourishing. It's coming. Change your attitude. Change your attitude from mourning to dancing. Change your attitude. Hey, somebody play the organ for me. Change the attitude. What are the boss men? Change your attitude from mourning to dancing. Tell somebody to change your attitude. Tell somebody to change your attitude. From morning. You have mourned for 20 years. Oh yes. You have mourned for 20 years. Because your dream was dead. You thought it's dead. Now it's alive. You saw the organ, the organ and the food. They were evident God has proven to you. Change your attitude. Change your mentality. Change it. Tell somebody change it. Tell somebody change it. Change it. Change it. Change your attitude. For your dream is calling you. Your dream is calling you. Guess what happened? Their dream said, take the water. Their dream spoke and said, take the water and the food. Carry my father to the estate I have developed for him. And that was how Jacob came to Egypt. You are getting there. You will enter into your grace. You will enter into your blessing. Shall we stand? You will enter into your blessing. Shall we all stand up? Shall we all stand? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Come on, somebody lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand before the Lord. Come on, lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up. Lift up your hand before the Lord. Your dreams are not dead. It is alive. It is alive. I command every crooked and every difficult way before you to be made straight. In the name of Jesus, I command and declare that you have clarity of your dream, that your desire will be for the Lord. You will not go into the grave. You will live to see the fulfillment of your dream. For your dreams are not dead. It is alive. Your dream as a man. Your dream as a family. Your dream as a woman. Your dream as a girl. Your dream for your business. For whatever. It's never dead. It's alive. 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 It's alive! It's alive! Somebody listen to me. Your dream for your finances is never dead. I speak into your finances right now. It's never dead. It's never dead. It's alive. I say it's never dead. It's alive. Your dream for your finances. Your dream for your business. May you receive that contract. May you receive the open doors in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless Heaven and Life Church. In Jesus' name.
Amen.